Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. It's Friday. Outside Lands is back. Listen for code words. Today, we'll have one for you at 9.05. There's another one around lunchtime, 12.05. And Jane has you twice, 5.05 and 6.05. Text the code word we give you to our contest line, and you'll be in the running for a pair of three-day general admission festival passes to Outside Lands. Stars Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and like 5,000 other bands on 10 different stages. August 8th through the 10th, Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet, Outside Lands. We've got your tickets. We are Outside Lands Central. Today is, tragically for me, National Hot Tub Day. But for those of us on this show who have a hot tub, enjoy.
Will do.
Thank you. Can you send me a video of you just having fun in your hot tub?
Sure.
I'm so ready.
Oh, please send that to everyone.
Please do.
Oh, so I have to put on clothes?
No. If you're going to send it to me, you don't have to. I've seen all that stuff.
I haven't seen anything yet, so.
You'll be sunk down. What are you going to stand up and shake it around? Like, just get in there and get a picture.
Yeah.
We are family. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's your wiener.
Just telling jokes. Come on.
It's
of course,
fine.
I'll send
this
you
good
a times. Picture.
Great.
It's fine.
I can't wait. Well, it is National Hot Tub Day. So there you go.
The missus has become a pro, and you'll have to do this. You have to get really good at checking and keeping the water as it's supposed to be.
Oh, my God, you're adorable. You think I'm doing that?
Well, no. I mean, I don't do it. And yeah.
Well, you said you. I'm not. You mean John.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
John,
someone
Christina,
will,
the people
yes.
who run our lives, yes. Vincent.
We'll keep up.
There's no
that
Sarah
stuff.
And Vinny without John and Christina. Tell you, if we're ever sick, they should just come in and do the show.
You know, you've jokingly said there should be other halves podcast, and I think both of them would get a kick out of it.
I think they'd be really
we
good.
We probably don't want that as they start to chum up and go,
yeah.
Time to get our revenge. Pull the plug.
I'd just be like, I just won't listen to it. I mean, all the things I've said about John on the air over the years, I'm sure he'd be like, oh yes, now it is.
The reckoning.
And John is funny.
John,
like,
is funny.
John is
you know
very
what?
Funny.
Christine is really funny. Like, sometimes when you read me, like, oh my God, listen to what Christina said. And I'm just like, she's so clever.
Mm.
And they're both kind of quiet.
Yep.
Like, I feel like they'd be a good, they might draw each other out and find a comfort zone there and really be able to dig graves and shove us right into it.
Right.
That.
That's what I think that, yeah. Yes. Anyway,
make that
that's
happen.
Never happening.
Maddie, make that happen. You have a setup at your house. I've got one at mine. The two of them could do it, you know, daily.
You know, everything that my house got taken down at some point.
Oh.
And I've never put it back up. Like, that's why we were talking about the sick day. What to do? I think all my stuff's in a box at the moment.
Oh.
Like, I have to reset it up and test it
just
for, you know, a rainy day use.
Yeah.
Never know when a pandemic's going to sneak around
Please
the corner.
Please don't say that.
Yeah.
Do not. That's not. That's horrible. Don't say it.
Anyway.
Never.
I'll fix that.
Even if it's happening, just like don't even tell me. I don't want to know. I don't want to be any part of that.
I'll edit that out.
Thank you. That'd be great. Wow, look at the time already. Brian Austin Green. Now, I knew Brian Austin Green long before I ever knew Megan Fox because I used to watch the original Beverly Hills 90210.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that was maybe a few years before Bob was born. You know, I started using her age as a reference point for a lot
of
things.
Oh, you know her age?
I found it out yesterday, I think.
Okay.
Or the day before. But let's put it this way. Depending on when her birthday was, she may have been like a two-year-old when we started this show.
Oh.
Which is, I mean, that's something.
Well.
You know, she's a grown woman. And she was just a little nugget.
Right.
Mm. Time just goes so fast. So speaking of baby girls, Machine Gun Kelly had a baby girl with Megan Fox.
They broke up back in December. Did she even let him anywhere near her?
It sounds like yes. And he posted something where the kids grabbing the finger grab
thing. Yeah.
And he wrote about, I guess he's saying he did the soundtrack to the birth, which I can picture Megan Fox going, yes, just do whatever you feel that you have to do. I'm going to be over here in labor.
You mean he played songs while she was giving birth?
No,
or he
composed music. So he's saying, let's see here. Travis Barker, Big Slim, and a few others, and Machine Gun Kelly, like, came up with this, listening to music, born into 432 hertz. We composed the score of the birth, these two with their twin flames. What an epic journey. Praise God. That was his quote there. So that was an Instagram story. Right now, I think the only Instagram thing is just there's a small snippet of the music that plays over like a little, one of those little loops where the kid is grabbing his finger.
Okay.
So Megan Fox has this baby. She gives birth to a baby girl. This happened, I believe, yesterday. Ex-fiance Machine Gun Kelly is the dad. As of last night, I don't have a baby's name. This is her first daughter. She shares three sons with her ex, Brian Austin Green. This is Machine Gun Kelly's second daughter. He has a 15-year-old daughter with another ex-girlfriend.
Is there, maybe I shouldn't even ask, but why'd they break up again?
They got sick of banging each other.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so there was no thing.
I think there was also potential. I think there was a maybe cheating thing. There was something happening with his text over Thanksgiving. Remember that? She saw something that caused a huge blow up on his text. I never got absolute confirmation of what any of it was.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'll let you know if Tumza lets me know. But it seemed there was something. They were already rocky. They had been on and off for a bit.
Well, it seems to me like a star of that size, and I'm no fan, but there would be quite a few people sliding into his DMs, as the kids say.
Sure. Well, her too. I mean, they're beautiful people. Is that what the kids say? I'm
not sure. I don't know what they say.
The beautiful people. That's my guess. So Brian Austin Green, who is the father of three of her kids, he shared a screenshot of a direct message that he received from Machine Gun Kelly, who seemed pretty irritated about being asked what the status of the baby was. When is the baby coming? But now I don't know why Brian Austin Green didn't just reach out to Megan. But maybe we're talking about something where she's already in labor and he's like, I don't want to bother her.
Right.
I don't know. But Machine Gun Kelly says, stop asking when our child's going to be born. You the feds? Quit calling TMZ and focus on that apology you owe me for speaking my name in public. This is my MGK.
It's very well done, but
thank you.
You
chose
shocked.
The wrong one to F with, Mr. Child Actor. Go back to cereal commercials. Brian said, I didn't know Child Actor was something bad. Leo DiCaprio, be careful. He may be coming for you next.
That's what he
laughing.
Wrote?
Yeah, laughing emojis. Brian's fiance, her name, Brian Austin Green, who played David Silver on the original 90210.
Yeah.
That's where I know him from. She jumped into the fray of all this stuff and said, you know, Megan and Brian's kids are going to be the half-sit brother.
Well, that's, yes, to that's, the, I'm to sure why Brian is
excited,
you know, showing
for it. Right.
Any concern.
Right. And so Sharna Burgess is this fiance's name, and she's saying, the kids are like really excited to have this baby sister there. They've been asking daily, when is she getting here? When is she getting here? Dad, text them, see if... And so, you know, they're just sorry that they're so excited. Sorry they're interested.
And what did Jerko say back?
He didn't say anything back to that.
Okay.
Yeah. But I just thought it was funny. I'm like, But now he's all mad. Like, oh, now you're posting stuff up. You're screenshotting our stuff. Real mature man. He's like, I don't know. What is he, 30? Machine Gun Kelly?
I don't know, but it's unfortunate that they haven't even had trouble yet. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
With whose kids staying where and with, can we see the kid? Because
right.
There's half sisters. Like, that hasn't even begun yet.
No.
And they're already jerks to each other. Great.
Well,
just great.
I mean, these people. I've been very avidly watching them over the years because I do love a good story about a bunch of jerks.
To all the people out there that somehow make that work, and I really give you all the credit in the world to be mature and put the kids first.
And supportive and
be
good
cool.
People. Right.
And to, you know, show up at a soccer game where you may not want to feel, where you don't feel welcome and maybe you, but you do it anyway because you want to be there for that kid.
Yep.
Credit to you. All the credit in the world, man. That is being mature.
And yes. Huh. And there can be a beautiful relationship that comes out of you've made these kids. If you can be kind and supportive and accepting to the other person. I get it. There's always like somebody's got hurt feelings. Somebody was the one who wanted to break up. There's always something, but you got to rise above
it. But that is right. That's what the point I'm making is exactly that. Yes. You could be a jerk because your feelings are hurt or whatever, yep. But why are you treating the guy at the security gate at the, you know, at your building better than you're treating the other parent of your kid?
Right. Somebody that your kid loves.
Right.
You know?
Frank, how you doing? High five. Great to see you.
Oh,
have a great weekend.
God, we're, out on a date with that hussy you're seeing.
Well, good luck to that kid. What's the kid's name?
No name yet. Oh. I don't know. It's a daughter. Will Smith was honored in his hometown. I just thought I'd mention this because we talked about him earlier this week. Will Smith was honored in his hometown of West Philadelphia, where a street was named after him. It's called Will Smith Way. I say don't do it the Will Smith Way, but, you know, it's called Will Smith Way. He was there to accept the honor. He said, Philly, I love you. I am yours. You are mine. One of the things these streets of Philadelphia taught me, that there's nothing wrong with a hard day's work. He did not threaten anyone to keep the wife's name out of their effing mouths or anything.
Oh, good.
There was no bitch slapping.
Releasing, is the record out today?
Yeah, I think it's out today.
What a coincidence.
It's called Based on a True Story.
Mm.
Guests include Big Sean, his son Jaden, and of course, DJ Jazzy Jeff. That's out today. If you care, if you're interested in hearing what Will Smith's up to musically these days. Apparently it's some kind of journey, you know, a reflection of everything he's been through in the last few years. He's learned a lot, you guys. He's learned a lot. Okay, Vincent, what do you got?
Toxic worst workplace behavior and more after the...
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice
at
97.3.
Genie in a bottle, baby. Good vibes and variety. It's Allison 97.3. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for more info on everything we talk about on today's show.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford. Right now, you can lease a 2024 Mach-E Select for just $364 per month with nothing due at signing.
You love that car.
I am driving that car right now, and that car is...
It's
so
really nice.
Rad.
It's such a cool looking car. Like it makes you, I would say, 23% hotter than you were.
That is nice to hear. Thank you. I appreciate that.
It really
that.
Ups your game. Oh. The car game is hot. Wow.
I will say that it fits all my stuff, and that includes surfboards and kids and things.
Well, that was the big thing for you, is that you had to have something that you could take to the beach right after the show.
Mm-hmm. So, and going electric had me worried, but it's going great. So $364 a month with zero down payment, and Frontier Ford will install a Ford Charge Station Pro at your home for free.
That's what you need.
Get full details at frontierford.com. That's frontierford.com. Partly cloudy today. I mentioned it earlier. We got a full-blown second storm yesterday evening.
Crazy.
Like
I actually thought it was going to be like sleet or, you know, hail.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, what's going on?
But it looks like that's moving out now. So we'll have some morning clouds, partly cloudy later. There's another storm on the way. It looks like it's headed our way for Sunday. I won't be around to keep you up on that over the weekend. So watch
can
your
you
TV.
Give out your number and your people apps. Can just like get a quick text from you. And...
Sure.
Yeah.
Let me see. What is your number again?
Not 800-400-3697, is it?
Oh, no.
You don't get those at home?
No.
That's not your number?
No. Can't help you. You're on your own, everyone, after today. Good luck to you.
Right.
Giants win!
Oh, God.
Giants
win!
Oh, my God. Is it possible?
1-0.
We're 1-0. We're in first place.
Sure.
No, we're not, because the Dodgers are 3-0. They've won.
They've
played two games in Japan.
Still, we're undefeated.
Yes. Go Giants. Oh, also there was some basketball yesterday, and if you want more on that, you can. There's some radio station down the hall called The Game.
Yeah, that's all they talk about, sports.
Yep.
Man, they even talk about it when they're done talking about it.
In the bathroom.
They never stop talking right. about it.
You know what it is?
You think I'm kidding?
No, I don't, but I'm holding my wiener and trying to aim my pee-pee, yeah. So if you wouldn't mind.
Is this a sport? Can I just have a moment here? You know, it's like golf where you be quiet while I'm aiming.
Yikes. Very passionate.
Very. Like ridiculously, boringly passionate about it.
So check them out. Yeah. Good luck finding them, though. I'm not telling you nothing more.
Yeah. Nothing more. A little brother station.
Anyway, a plumber didn't get paid, so he went back and reclogged the pipe.
Oh.
I love it so much.
Well, it's really his only recourse, right? Like, forget it. I'm putting your poop back.
I bet a...
That's what clogs stuff.
I bet a lot of plumbers have dreamed of doing this.
Oh.
A plumbing company in Indiana is in the news after a customer didn't pay. So they went back and reclogged the pipe.
Oh.
Thai Bistro and Bar in Evansville, Indiana, right on the Kentucky border. Their grease trap was overflowing, so they hired a company called Hevron Plumbing to deal with it. They cleared the clog. They charged $235, and the restaurant paid. Then the pipe clogged again 3 days later. The plumber came back and cleared the pipe a second time, but they charged them again, even more than the first time.
Oh, more than the first time.
They charged $390 because it was an emergency and not during normal business hours, and the restaurant refused to pay, saying, you should have stand behind your work. You already came out here and you didn't do it.
I'm not the one clogging it. Well, now I am the one clogging your pipes, but I wasn't the one before.
They were shocked when the plumber came back the next day and reclogged it. He accessed the pipe from outside and installed a balloon so it couldn't drain.
Oh.
The owner of the plumbing company claims the restaurant has a history of being slow to pay their bills, so he wouldn't remove the balloon until they paid him. Their kitchen would have overflowed, so they had no choice and coughed up the dough.
When you say a balloon, we're not just talking about like a kid's party balloon. We're talking about some kind of like a plumber's balloon.
Yes. I mean, I don't know for sure, but I have to believe that, right. You know.
Yeah, it's thicker.
They're, like a little thing they might put in an artery.
Yeah, more like a,
yeah.
Like a plastic canvas kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
The paying of the bills thing.
Yeah, you got to pay your bills.
Mm-hmm. I worked at a place that, this was a surf shop when I was in college, and it wasn't the one that I ran. It was later. I just picked up hours at this one spot, but they never paid their bills. And I used to tell them, you guys, you know, I know it's not my shop and I'm not even, I'm just a dude who's, you know, sits behind the register and helps people do stuff, whatever it is.
People are going to get mad at you.
And, but yeah, they keep coming by for the money that you owe them. And,
I'm not going to give it to them.
I had guys show up and take the wetsuits off, we're taking our product away until you pay your bill.
You can't sell it. It's not yours to sell.
The lady that ran the place used to go, we have 120 days and I'm waiting until like 300. Why would you do that? What kind of relationship do you think you're making with companies?
They want to get paid.
Because it's, they don't need it. They don't need it.
What? Why would
we'll get them their money? I just, it's such a dumb way to function in life, but that's the way she felt that's good business.
Well, what if nobody paid her for her stuff until 300 days later?
Right, I'm going to take the sunscreen. I'll come back and,
pay in 300 days. Maybe, if you're lucky.
I meant to do this story the other day, and yet it came up this morning, and I thought, you know, it's just a quick reminder. So when the pandemic broke out, and we all, and we're in the, 5-year anniversary of it this month. Most of us were like, okay, we'll just sit and wait. And just tried to deal with the day-to-day life of now we're all trapped at home and there's kids
home
and there's
or whatever.
What our school's going to be online and what? And each day was sort of just get through it.
Right.
There were those people though who said, "You know what I'm doing? Getting up out of here. I'm moving.
If I can work from home, I'm going to work from where I want to live."
A lot of people who sprang into action early in that pandemic have had enough of their COVID relocation and have
really
reversed it.
Well, you know someone personally, right?
That's in the process of it now.
But they were told you have to come back to work.
Yes, but they have renters in their home. Mm. So they are scrambling.
Their home here.
Yes. They moved to Idaho where they have family and felt like this will be great for us. It's right. a good time. And then his work said, get back in here. And so he's now, I don't know if he's hoteling or couch touring.
But they're still, the family's in Idaho and he's down here trying to work. Oh boy.
And you know that, I don't know if you're a kid that moved a lot. I wasn't.
Yeah.
I've moved a lot as a grown up, but I got to go to the school I went to all the years. And then
I basically third grade through high school, I was in the same place.
That continuity's nice.
It's very nice.
You don't know any better, but then if you were...
You've got your friends. You're not having to make new friends every couple of years. It's military families. That happens to a lot.
Yep.
Like our friend Pat, he moved every 2 years his whole life, all through the country.
Is that right?
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
And he hated it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, now these kids have to come back, and we're excited for them to be back, but that's a lot of turmoil.
It's a lot of change.
The story, the article is all about people who around this time started to go, this is our chance.
Right.
And if you're lucky enough to be able to spring into action like that, good for you. You moved and hopefully you made the right choice. But the story, and this one's in the Wall Street Journal, but I've seen multiple stories about people who, these people in this article sold their apartment in New York, moved to New Jersey, got a much bigger place, and they were already looking at apartments back in New York upon landing. Like, just whoops.
And they let go of an apartment in
New
York.
We blew it, yeah. And so they are now back in New York, but it didn't happen right away because then they had to sell the new home they bought and find it. And then we heard a lot of people were leaving for Texas because they weren't making people wear masks, and I wonder... Did that work out? Do you feel like you were maybe hasty?
I don't know. Well, I mean, if you found yourself in Texas now and your whole family was like, you know, come back to where you grew up, maybe you'd be. Although the deals in Texas, it really is one of those places where you can get incredibly inexpensive houses.
True.
My brother-in-law and sister, Tina, lived in
Jimbo!
In Fort Worth for years in a freaking giant two-story brick house. It had its own little lot in like the tract development. I think it was like $140,000. And they sold it for like $150,000 and made some money.
And moved on there, got on down the road.
It was huge, like a gigantic house.
I am so glad I didn't do anything hasty in that time because it really sounds like a lot of people made gigantic mistakes and lost a lot of dough in the process.
Yes.
You know, moving out of California, you might not even be able to get back in.
I know. That is the thing. If you're about to make a bunch of money on your house because you're selling it, like really think, if I wanted to come back, can I even afford to buy back into the neighborhood I'm in?
I mean, after you buy that trip that you always wanted.
Right. After I blow through some of the funny money that we made on the house.
Look at this mink coat. I mean, I know it's a little out of style.
I really love your mink coat.
That's a real retro reference there.
I know. Mint coat, pearl necklace, diamond bracelet. Woo, you've really got it all over there.
Look at my new spats.
I feel like a man in a mink coat.
I agree. There really is nothing like that. What color are we talking about here? Is it like white mink or is it dark brown, black mink?
You know I can't wear white.
Oh, so black mink.
It would have to be a brown or a black. Yeah, I could not possibly
pull the black. Yeah, definitely.
Pull off a...
And what, like cowboy boots? What are we talking about here? What's the complete look?
No, I think the mink and the black Vans and the black cat. Like, yeah. See.
And are we talking, where's knee length coat or are we talking just like a little shorty, a little cute crop top?
I know we're
coat?
Having good fun, but let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask you this question.
Oh, well.
Maddie is on the show. Could you wear a pair of cowboy boots and actually pull it off?
I have really large feet for my height. I wear a size 12 and I'm 5'9 on a
good
day.
You don't have to humble brag right now.
Nope. Well, I'm saying is when I wear boots, I look like Bobo the Clown.
Oh,
like I've tried and Sean was like, you look like you're a scuba guy. You look like you're wearing, you know, flippers on your feet.
Oh.
Like you look
you're
ridiculous.
Saying your feet are so big that it looks like you got flappy out front.
Yeah, they just, it's not.
You might as well put on those clown
what
shoes
size are
with
your
the big
feet?
Front.
12.
Oh, that is pretty big. Jeesh.
Let me see your hands.
I have big hands too. I don't know what happened to the rest of me.
They don't seem abnormally large.
No, but yeah, but my feet are. I look like a. I've tried. I really would love to wear cowboy boots.
We'd love to wear cowboy boots.
Sure.
Why?
I don't know. They're cool.
I listen to country music. I've walked around in some dirt and I rode a horse once. I couldn't possibly leave the house in cowboy boots ever.
Yeah. Unless you were dressing as a cowboy for Halloween.
I couldn't wear a cowboy hat either. Could you?
I have one. Yeah,
I have one, but do you wear it?
When I would go up to the reservation, my ex-wife, you're currently married. You know, we're currently married, but
it's complicated.
Living separate places. She's Native American, so we go up the reservation and they're cattle folk. She's a Shoshone. That's why her name is Shoshana. We go to the reservation and they bought me a hat, you know, to wear when I'm on the ranch and stuff. And I love it.
Only ever wear it on the ranch?
I wear it on the ranch. I've worn it back. I haven't taken it. I think I took it back to West Virginia once and wore it a couple times. I like it.
Yes, open sir. His hand.
Do you carry a cowboy hat? Do you pack a cowboy hat or do you wear the cowboy hat on the plane?
You should wear it because they're...
Because they got a brim crushable. And back, yeah. too. And yeah. so you can't really, like... Mm.
But my hat is definitely for ranching, so it's a little sturdier. It's a little sturdier hat than like what you would see, like a fashionable cowboy hat.
Mm. You've got a rancher cowboy
More
hat.
More of a ranch, yeah, what got you would it. Wear out on the ranch. Yeah. All
right. And cowboy
legit
boots.
Legit one. I don't have cowboy boots. I long time ago, I learned the lesson. I'm like, as much as I might want them, I look like... a clown.
Okay. You know, I don't know what it is about cowboy boots. I love them. I think they're cool. Like as a chick, I have a couple pairs of cowboy boots. Just they're fun. They're fun and they're beautifully made, you know, like lots of embroidery and cool stitching and little leather pieces and stuff. But on a dude, you got to be, it's a particular look. Like you can't be, I personally feel like you can't be a metrosexual and be, you know, all coiffed and wearing a suit and then put on your cowboys. Just, I don't know. It doesn't work. Like you almost have to be like a country guy, an ass kicker. Like you just almost have to be. I don't know. Am I crazy?
I don't know either.
Feelings about cowboy boots for men, 800-400-3697. Let's see what people have to say.
To do this story. If I did it, shoof. And if I didn't, then I'm getting to it now. Okay. A cat in the UK just turned 30.
No, you mentioned and I wanted to hear this. I'm like, oh, that is.
I know. I just, you know, we get
years too long.
A tortoise shell. They call it a tortoise shell.
Okay.
So that's a black and brown cat?
Sure.
Okay. A tortoise shell named Millie. She's
still alive right now?
Yeah.
And she's 30 years old.
She'd be a Guinness World Record holder, but her mom doesn't have the paperwork to prove that she's 30 years old.
Aww. And they can't show photos from when they first got the kitten?
His wife got her as a 3-month-old kitten in 95.
Wow.
And says she's still going strong 3 decades in. The oldest cat...
Is she like so rickety? Like
Let
cats,
me see.
A 17-year-old cat is like, oh, you don't even want to pet him too hard. Like everything hurts.
Oh, so cute. That's a cute kitty.
She's so janky looking.
What?
Oh my gosh. I love it. She's adorable. Like, she's so old.
She looks like she's been in the dryer.
Like an abandoned stuffed animal on the side of the road.
Oh.
Like she's so janky. However, she's
Millie.
Not as skinny as they often are. You know, like a cat gets old and they start to get really skinny.
I think that's
good
great.
For her. That's wonderful. 30 years.
You know
years.
That's not California because there is a constant threat. Oh, you want to see her again? I got her. There is a constant threat of coyote intervention around here. You're crazy to even get one.
Right. But you need them because of the rats.
Well,
all my fruit would be gone if I didn't have cats.
Is that true?
Yes. And they get rid of all the rats. Like rats are terrified to be in our yard. This new set of cats that we have right now, our current set for now, neither of them, Knockwood, has gotten skunked. We had that one cat that got skunked like every other week and got eye herpes from it, like some crazy thing that was happening in his eyeballs.
Cats.
Some cats are so stupid.
Are they like Bic lighters to you? I mean, it sounds like it. You know.
Well, I gotta have cats. I've always had cats. Do they die
or you just get rid of them or they walk away or?
I just mentioned
they become
what they
part
do.
Of the food chain. Is what. But I will say this: they're murderers, so they deserve it at some point. Oh. And it's really sad because they all have their own little personalities. But it's like they're out there living their lives, living their best lives, murdering everything around them.
So you take them on hikes and, hey, cat, come over to the ledge here. Take a look.
I don't need to.
You're a murderer.
They slow down when they get older.
Someone pulled 1,000 people who have a job but are looking for a new one.
Okay. They have a job, but they want another one.
Here are the 5 most common toxic workplace behaviors in 2025. Gossip is still a major problem.
That's, you know what,
in
though?
Workplaces.
It's groups of people. It's schools, it's everywhere.
And people, sometimes just venting is just part of being alive.
I agree.
It's a frustration exit. Your mouth hole.
Yes. And jobs can be boring, so it can be fun to gossip. Like, oh my God, you won't believe what I heard about, you know, so-and-so.
Mm-hmm. Unprofessional communication.
Oh, not capitalizing when you send an email.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Is that a problem?
Taking steps to avoid working with certain people.
Oh.
That people would eventually realize, that person's ducking me. Why are you ducking me?
I don't like you that much. And I'm trying to stay out of your face. I'm going to duck you. You should duck me as well.
Excluding coworkers in other ways. Hey, everyone, come on over tonight. Not you.
Not you, though.
You?
Hey, everybody, come over. Don't tell Billy. Oh, hi, Billy. Oops, I didn't realize you were sitting there. Oops.
Let's see here. And taking credit for other people's work is on the list of the top toxic workplace behaviors. There's a lot of competition in tech.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people who are, they mother bleep each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear it and you just go, well, that seems like, you know, you got to take that person outside.
Right. They got to get it.
But they already got the credit for the thing you did. So what's the...
When someone takes
credit...
Now you're
just the person who beat up the guy who came up with the great thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you hear their amazing idea? And then when you say it's your idea, they're like, oh, you are so jealous.
Oh, look at you.
Sure, it was yours.
Uh-huh. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Cowboy boots are hot.
Oh.
We aren't from Texas, but my husband is a California cowboy and wears boots every day in San Jose. OFOC.
Okay. Well, there's one.
But you know what? It's about how you feel in something, for
sure.
That
is true.
There's no question there are times I've bought things and gone, not cowboy boots, because I already know, but there are things I've bought where I put them on in the house and I go, nope, I'm not leaving. This is not me. I don't know what I was thinking, but I will never wear that. I just wasted whatever that cost was a waste. You never done that?
Sure.
Bought something and then just gone, ugh.
Well, it's sometimes somebody will talk you into something.
Yeah.
Like I used to go shopping with Marianne a lot and she would be like, oh, that's great. Try this one on. And I'm like, all right, I guess I'm going to go for a whole new look. And then in the end, I don't. And those things are just sitting in my closet.
Who wears lavender? Not me.
Oh, that's not true. You have a lavender shirt.
No. I gave that lavender shirt to Yuzette.
Oh.
She said, well, if you're going to throw it away, I'll wear it. And I went, get here.
Because you came in thinking it was a blue shirt. And
I thought it was blue. I didn't know it was
purple shirt,
lavender until after. And then was just like humiliated. Wow. Mm. This is like a $100 shirt that I am never going to wear again. Great.
I like a guy in a lavender shirt.
No, you don't.
You should have just kept it.
You're lying.
I'm not.
I made my husband get a cowboy hat for the bedroom.
Oh.
After watching Yellowstone.
Oh. Is there sexy time on Yellowstone? I've never watched Yellowstone.
I think the men are hunky.
I see.
Yeah.
I grew up with horses on a ranch in Morgan Hill. All the men wore cowboy boots. My current guy owns a horse and wears boots. But men who wear them.
He's a guy who owns a horse and has the boot. Like I'm saying, you're like the guy walking down the street here in the financial district. I'm just like, don't know. You're right, though. You got to have the attitude to pull it up. You've got to be that person.
You got to feel that.
Right. You can't like tuck your suit pants into the top of your cowboy boots and be all like, what? I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle as I go ride merrily along. Ha, ha, ha.
Bob goes on that men who wear them for the heels, no thanks. Oh. Bob and Campbell on Odyssey.
Although that is part of what's going on with the cowboy boot is there's a couple inch heel. So I wonder if that is why some dudes are like you could hit 6 feet easy in those. What are you, 5'9"?
5'9".
Get a 3-incher. Why not?
That'd be great.
What? They're cowboy boots. Of course they have a heel.
925 says, Maddie just got 20% more attractive now knowing that he has huge feet.
His hands seem regular, though.
Wink, wink.
Hands don't seem that big.
Wow.
Seem regular.
Thank you. 20%. That means now 700 out of 1,000.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever... Is it disrobed? It's disrobed. Have you ever disrobed and had a lady go...
No.
Like just shriek in absolute horror on the size of it.
Horror as in, oh my God, get away from me with that monster. Yeah. Or like, oh no, what have I done?
It'd be more the other one, like, oh, just put the clothes back on.
Ah.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I've never had that happen.
Have you ever had to take a partner to the ER?
No. Not for that, no.
Mm. Oh.
Mm. All right.
Have you ever had to take a partner to the ER?
No, but...
You're just wondering.
I'm not walking around with size 12 feet.
That's true. What size are your feet?
I never want to talk to you again. You're a mean lady and
I'm just asking questions. By the way, you're really late anyway.
All right.
This weekend's movies, TVs, and books right after this.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.